Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Boston at the StarNet Fall meeting at the Parker House, and I'm with Gene Mattson, the president and CEO. Gene, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. This great venue, you know, this Parker House is where John F. Kennedy announced that he was running for president. So, I mean, it's got a historic value here, right?
Well, and I understand it's the oldest hotel in the United States. And if you look at all the rooms, they're named after famous historical figures or authors. It's quite lovely and centrally located.
That's right. Okay, so you have two meetings a year. The fall meeting is really a lot of business that's done at this meeting. Before we get into some of the details about the meeting, let's talk about the membership and how they're doing. Is it still 172?
It's about 170. And I would say they've all enjoyed a very good year. We've really come through the recession and then some. I feel that all the members I talk to talk about how busy they are, especially in the summer months. They were really busy, which, of course, is usually a peak time. And our numbers show that, Kemp, so I'm happy to report that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been spending the last day and a half with them, and I can tell you that everybody is feeling good about where their business is. I think this piece of the commercial business is probably stronger this year than we've seen in a few years.
I agree with that. I think all of us thought last year would be quite strong, and it didn't deliver to our expectations. This year has delivered, and we also see a very strong backlog going into 16. So we're expecting this to continue.
Now, one of the things different about this year is you had a major vendor partner who pulled out of the organization. Talk about how StarNet has done as an after effect of that decision.
Well, I'd say first that Mohawk and StarNet mutually agreed to go our separate ways, which I think was a very difficult decision for both of us. We've been partners for a long time. I have tremendous respect for the Mohawk people and the Mohawk products. But it became really a philosophical disagreement, and it was a tough way to start the year because they were a significant vendor partner for us. Happily, though, as I look at the numbers year to date, we are in excellent shape. We really haven't felt the hurt from that. And I think that's largely because many of our members have been able to manage their businesses and move in other directions that has helped StarNet.
So one of the things I want to talk about real quickly as we get into the conversation of the meeting are some of the topics that you've covered. We started right off the bat with concrete moisture, which is a perennial problem that the StarNet commercial contractors have been facing. But we'd learned about Division 3 and Division 9 actually wanting to get together and work out some solutions. So that was very interesting right off the bat.
It was a very high-level technical seminar, and it was sponsored by two of our vendor partners, Ardex and Armstrong. They brought in the leading experts on this topic. It was pretty heavy-duty science in terms of the composition of concrete and a lot of the issues that happen when moisture exists in concrete and what it does to the flooring. I think that for our members, even though we always cover this topic at least once a year, it's never enough because it's a huge, hugely important topic for them. Mm-hmm. I do agree it was interesting talk about how we need to work more closely with the technical side of the industry to address the issues and make sure that the contracts are written in a way that protects the flooring contractor and doesn't leave the contractor left holding the bag financially, or the vendor partner for that matter.
And other things you talked about, you had an architect to come speak about his relationship with his StarNet friend and member that he trusts. And I mean, this is the ideal situation. If you could get this across the country, I think you've won the game. And that is to have a specifier, an architect, that anytime he's got a question about anything related to flooring, he picks up the phone and calls his trusted StarNet member who gives him advice, even if the StarNet member is not working on that project.
Well, exactly. We want our members to be resources of information on commercial flooring. They do come from a more neutral position. Obviously, we are working with a network of vendor partners, and those are the products they're going to bring in first. But they also have tremendous knowledge on floor conditions, moisture, as we just talked about, any other potentially problematic conditions on the installation, or what product selection's been made that can help that architect and designer. They're not there selling a specific product. They're there representing a group of solutions. And that's really what we want. And that's why we've stressed very hard the role of education and training for our members, and also the role of the specifier within our member companies, which is a growing number of people.
Other topics you covered in this meeting: ownership transfer, attracting installer talent, technology, marketing your business. A lot of great seminars and a lot of good talks that happened in the last day and a half.
Well, thank you, Kemp. Yeah, you know, we always have workshops and we try to bring in a range of topics. Our members share a lot of similar challenges. The availability of good installation talent is critical, and I think the big theme you heard in that workshop was that the installers have to be celebrated and really nurtured because they are the final face of that company to the end user, and the quality of the work they do is incredibly important. We also offered, as you say, a seminar on technology, which really gave great ideas of very simple and in some cases inexpensive technology that could be brought into the member company to make their business more profitable. And we also talked about, as you say, succession planning. And that's actually an area that we're going to blow out more in 2016. You know, we see that as a huge issue, not necessarily today for our members, but the message is you have to plan. You have to think ahead 10 years and think about what you want for your personal role in the business. If you're a family business, where do you want that business to go? Who will step up within your family to lead the business? Or if it's an external resource, how do you develop that resource? And we want our members to be fully briefed and prepared for those decisions.
Now let's talk real quick about this dream team concept that I've been hearing about.
One of the messages we reinforce at every meeting is the need to strengthen the partnership with our vendors and also to drive the StarNet message down to the local reps from those vendor companies and also to the project managers at our member companies. So we just announced today, and we'll put it out to the full membership next week, a new competition called the StarNet Dream Team, which will be to celebrate three teams nationally that are composed of a local vendor rep and the project manager or the salesperson at a member company. So these are people that are actually doing the work, creating the projects, and driving the partnership. And those three teams, and we hope we'll have tons of nominations, but the winning teams will come to the StarNet annual meeting in April of 16, guests of StarNet, and we'll celebrate their partnership there and let them participate in a panel discussion where they'll talk about how did this team start, why has it been so effective, what trust have you built between the team, and hopefully make it a learning experience for everyone at the meeting and how to do this more effectively. Because in the end, as much as we love these meetings and the senior management and the owners of StarNet very much enjoy the networking, it's that next level that really drives the projects.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to reinforce even further the relationships between the members and the vendors.
Absolutely. It's actually the same message, but to a different group of people. And we just hope we'll get some excitement behind it.
So your spring meeting is in Miami, right?
Yes, we're at the Trump Doral National Resort in Miami, Florida, April 14th to the 17th. Completely renovated. The golf course has been totally renovated. It's just beautiful. Very quiet, very lovely, and I know we're going to have a great meeting.
All right. Well, it's always great to be here and be with the StarNet Group. Again, been talking to Gene Mattson, the president and CEO of StarNet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.